Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. Procrastination is something most of us struggle with. I know I struggled with it early on in my life, and I still do until now. I'd be a hypocrite to tell you that I don't struggle with procrastination. But in this episode, I want to share with you how I beat procrastination when it happens with me. You ready? Let's do this. Number one important thing with procrastination is that if you have a good goal in mind and it's a worthy goal, you can beat procrastination. Thing is, you're less likely to be a person who procrastinates when you have a worthwhile goal to work towards with, so you don't overthink it. Now, imagine a goal so meaningful that it gets you out in bed every morning and gets you excited to sleep at night because of it as well. That works for me. I'm very excited to go to bed always, and I'm eager to wake up every morning because there's a goal that guides me even when I'm not motivated or inspired in that day. I do it because I have goals to achieve, and my goals are bigger than who I am. Another thing is that if you have a strong why, the why, W-H-Y. If you have a very strong why, when you have a strong enough reason why you actually do something, nothing will ever come in your way. So what's your why? Let me know in the comment section, because not even procrastination can beat a very strong why. Like, what is your purpose? I have my own why, and that guides me every time. My why can change from time to time, but it's still one concrete thing that I have for me, and I'll keep that to myself. But for you, what's your why? Let me know. Next important thing to beat procrastination is to just start. Now, I know a lot of people struggle with just doing things that they want. You know, you want to start painting, you want to start playing a guitar, you want to start a new business, or whatever it is that you want. But sitting down to do the most difficult task that makes you really uncomfortable is really the hardest part. I know that. I've done that. Like, I've been in that situation before. But the thing is, once you start going, it's like a snowball effect. And you'll enter what we call a free-flowing state. Like, everything runs in what we call perpetual motion. Everything moves in perpetual motion, and you just won't be able to stop. And no one can stop you. No one can stop you. You're like a freight train going very, very fast, and no one can stop you but you. Next thing about procrastination is that you don't want to let your mind trick you. It's a trick. It's a joke. It's a prank. When you know you should do something that's difficult, your mind tricks you into doing something easier instead. When your mind tells you that workout that you're going to do today is hard because it's set A to F, it will just tell you to just Netflix and chill. It's going to give you an excuse. Like, if you're supposed to do 5 kilometers for your jogging, your mind will tell you, just sit down and eat with your friends. Come on. You don't need to go 5K just for one day. That's how our mind tricks us. It tricks us into doing something easier in exchange for something that's difficult. But why do you want to do something easy? Don't let your mind trick you into doing something easy. Do something that challenges you every day. Next thing on how I beat procrastination is that I do the hard work in the early morning. I used to do my workouts at night before, and thing is, it just didn't add up to me. So I changed my workout to doing everything in the morning instead, and it's been very helpful. That's just one example for me. But our willpower is just like a muscle, and it loses strength as you use it. Get the difficult stuff done as early as you can so that you can just chill afterwards in the afternoon. So a lot of the work that I put in is what I call my focus hours, when I do my work early on in the morning and do the difficult things that I need to do so that everything else is just routinary for me in the afternoon. And now I get to do meetings and, you know, talk to other people and just chill and hang out and enjoy life as it is. Before you're out of your own willpower, do the heavy things first so that you don't procrastinate. Okay, one thing that helps in being procrastinating is that you want to eliminate as many distractions as you can. You know, it's not just the barking dog or the noisy neighbor or the TV, not just your phone, everything. Your thoughts as well is a distraction. You think too much of things that don't even matter to you. Procrastination is like you have an older brother or sister that keeps annoying, that keeps on poking you every time, but you're doing something. You know what I mean? If you have a sibling that's older than you, and that sibling for sure is much stronger than you are most of the time, and it will easily overwhelm overpower you to like take a nap or instead of doing something or eat junk food or, you know, scrolling mindlessly on social media or just sitting down and watch Netflix instead. It's gonna poke you. You're just one sleeping bear. So don't give it any chance whatsoever. Enter what we call deep work before the distraction gets to you. Another way that I beat procrastination is that I think long term. I don't think short term because, you know, a lot of people, they're very happy with, you know, short term gratification, with instant gratification, just like instant noodles. We want everything instant. We want everything fast instead of everything that's hard. Anything that comes easy for you, it's not worth having. Just think of it. Anything that comes easy to you, even a relationship, it's not worth having. Procrastination for one day, it's not going to harm you. But what if it becomes a daily habit? That's why in the book of James Clear Atomic Habits, it's okay to skip one day of workout, but skipping 2, 3, now it becomes a habit. Get back on your wheel when you do that. And if you miss one day, it's a mistake. If you miss 2 in a row, it's the start of a new habit. Don't forget that. It becomes a choice. The next one that helps me with procrastination is that I make it rewarding as much as I can. Like, I used to like eating, you know, the Skittles, the red one in packs. When I was at home, every time I would do something, I would eat Skittles. I have a sweet tooth. And instead of doing that, I make it a reward. Every time I finish a task, I get 3. I used to do that. Actually, I don't buy Skittles anymore from the grocery, so I avoid buying it. I know it's a bad habit, but, you know, it's a reward. It's just a simple reward. Like, having coffee for you is a reward. It's not like, you know, oh, 3 p.m., time to take a break. It's not a reward thing. It's a habit. Reward yourself for completing the difficult work without procrastination. And, for example, when I struggle, like, going to the gym or working out, I'd remind myself that I could listen to a new podcast or a new audiobook that I want to listen because I'll be spending 45 minutes or an hour in the gym or working out. So I have something in my ear that I can listen to while I'm doing my cardio, which is very good for me. It's a good time, you know, to think of and learn new things at the same time. This is a little reward that I get for myself because it helps in my personal growth when I listen to podcasts or audiobooks instead of you on your phone talking to a friend while you're working out. That doesn't work that way. So this little reward was always enough for me to get the job done, which was workout. Another way that I help beat procrastination is that I don't beat myself up too much. I'm not too hard on myself, what I meant. So everyone procrastinates. Everyone. Even the most successful, even the least successful person in the world, they do procrastinate. They just don't tell you about it. It's part of what we call being human. We're not robots. We're not machines. We're not operated by artificial intelligence. We're humans. We have emotions, and procrastination is one of them. So don't be too hard on yourself and think empowering thoughts instead of thinking of negative thoughts. So if you can't start now, start again tomorrow. You think that you can't do it, that's why you won't be able to do it. But if you already think that you can and it's possible, then you could do it, actually. The moment you say that's impossible, there you have it. Don't even think about doing it anymore because you think it's possible. And lastly, the way that I beat procrastination is that I set deadlines for myself. Not deadlines for others, but deadlines for myself. It's really odd how work always seems to get done before a deadline. You know, when you were in college, when the professor told you that a week from now, 5 days from now, I need that assignment done, a project done for you, and you cram on the last day, that's when you do it. The 4 days, you know, you don't do shit. So you're not doing any chilling, and then you remember, oh, the night before you have a paper to pass or a project to pass, and then you do it, and you're a great crammer. I'm a great crammer too, just like everyone else. You know, you're a psycho if right after it's given to you, you do it right away. But really, that's the right thing to do. Deadlines act as an external motivational trigger for us. When someone says, this is your deadline, when is your deadliest deadline? I've even heard that statement also as well. It acts as an external motivational trigger for us. In our head, like when you're given a specific date to submit something of a requirement, we do it as close as we can because we know ourselves that we'll be able to do and pass on the work that's required from us. Helping us prioritize what needs to be done is great when you put a deadline for yourself. Think about it. Let me know in the comment section, like, if you are great with working with deadlines. And if you can't stop procrastinating, set a deadline for yourself. No one has given you one. I set a deadline for my goals. It's time bound. If I want to get something, I'll give it a specific date and time when I want to get it, or even close to that, before or just closely after it. That's fine. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.